This is Scenic Roots. The studio in the library in downtown Chattanooga is about to reopen. The library hopes to reopen its doors to everyone in April. But in the meantime, the studio is going to be open and we will be recording sessions in the studio beginning on Monday. It's been more than 3 months since we've been able to do that. We already have several scheduled and we'll soon be bringing you local and regional musicians. Recorded in the state-of-the-art studio every Friday afternoon on Scenic Roots. Speaking of COVID, this afternoon we have a virtual album release party from the Boston-based string band Twisted Pine. They started out playing bluegrass, but over time their music, as you'll hear, has morphed into an interesting hybrid. This virtual show was recorded last November in an empty hall, despite the applause which has been dubbed in, with one member, An Fung, still quarantined in Toronto. But she joined the band for part of the performance in a hologram. The rest of the band is Kathleen Parks from New York on fiddle. She's also the lead singer. Dan Bowie from Houston, Texas, playing mandolin. Chris Sartori from Concord, Massachusetts, is the bass player. The band is based in Boston. The show comes from their label, Signature Sounds. The video of the show is on the Signature Sounds Parlor Room Sessions website. Before they started playing, the band talked about their year with COVID.
On Saturday, March 14th, we finished up the last tracks of our 2020 release at Dimension Sound Studios in Jamaica Plain, Boston. The news of COVID was just streaming in, but we had no idea what that would come to mean. When we left the studio, we each went our separate ways back home to shelter in place, not knowing when we might get together again. From March into April and May into June, the world we knew before was changing faster than we could comprehend it. The worldwide health crisis and a civil rights movement far eclipsed any personal concerns we had about ourselves and our careers. And across the country, music venues we loved were closing.
Despite the fact that we were unable to tour, our label Signature Sounds was willing to go ahead with the 2020 release. That decision meant so much to us. With the live music industry indefinitely on hold, we had no way to share our music. We realized how important and interconnected our community is. Artists need venues, promoters, press, and an audience.
Not to mention your whole band being in one place. Here I was, stuck in Canada with a travel ban fully enforced, with no way of seeing or playing with my American bandmates. If there was any way that we were going to play together, we knew we'd have to get creative.
Asking ourselves how we could convey a sense of togetherness given these constraints, we came up with a crazy plan. A couple green screens, a drive to the border, and some amazing special guests later, we had a show. It's full of love and a lot of twists and turns, and we hope you enjoy it.
I swear you seem a little bad off, and I'm about to blow your top. If you're gonna drink, please stop and try to think before you say if power could come off. Timing never was your strength. Do you really wanna talk about it right now? I get the feeling you don't know how to be discreet with such a most of them were never there, and that just isn't fair. And you go on down memory lane, but if you remember remembered anything you'd remember. I'm a private girl. Some things never change. Ooh, if you're gonna drink, please stop and try to think before you say it. The hour could come off. Timing never was your strength. Do you really wanna talk about it right now? I get the feeling you don't know.
The road. Well, obviously, the performing, the hot lights of the stage upon my brow. I'm just kidding.
I like change. Like, I'm a person who likes change. I can't really sit at my place for that long and feel fulfilled. And that's the good thing about tour is that it's always changing, so.
One of the real biggest perks of doing this thing is like being in this community and seeing people over and over and over again and kind of checking in with folks around the country, and that's super fun.
The way the music hits when you're like out on the road for a long time is like a special thing. Like, I feel like when you're like out on the road for like 2 weeks or whatever, and you're just always together, and you drive the 4 hours to the gig, and you warm up together, and it's like your eighth show in a row, there's just like such a crazy synergy that happens that you just don't get like when you're not in that mode. So that's a big thing for me, is just like, yeah, those musical moments that happen on stage or like warming up, like that's such a good thing for creativity and like musicality. I really miss those kind of moments.
Just
audience exudes so much energy that I eat. They feed me, I feed them, and then it's like this loop. It's a loop.
But, you know, that said, like, I think knowing that you're creating something for a virtual audience that isn't there right now, but will be there, and just thinking about, oh man, this is going to be so fucking cool whenever this finally gets broadcast out, and Anne is going to be green screened in right there, and, you know, like, kind of, if you kind of have that perspective on it, then, like, yeah, it's, you can get pumped about it.
Especially if you're a band that, you know, has had to work its way up, as it were. It's like, we know what it's like to play for zero people. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you learn those skills of, like, okay, there's nobody here, so, like, let's be our own vibe. And, like, let's just create that energy out of nothing.
If you have joined us in the last half hour and wondering exactly what it is you're hearing, it is a virtual release party staged by the band based in Boston called Twisted Pine. They recorded the album in the beginning of last year, and they finished it serendipitously right at the moment when the pandemic hit. And of course, once they recorded it, they weren't sure what they were going to do because of the pandemic. The label agreed that they should release it, and so in November, they staged a virtual release party. You can see the video on the Signature Sounds, that's their record company, Signature Sounds Parlor Room Sessions is the website. The band is Twisted Pine, Kathleen Parks playing fiddle, she's also the singer, Dan Bowie playing mandolin, Chris Saxton playing bass, and An Fung, who is the only member of the band not in America. She's still quarantined in Toronto, but she joined the band for this virtual performance. This is Twisted Pine.
All righty, well, thanks for joining us, everybody. In case you forgot, we're Twisted Pine, and this is our album release, Evening. We're coming live from the Parlor Room. Well, this was pre-recorded, but for you, it's live. So we hope you're kicking back, cracking a beer, and having a good time. Here's a Bill Monroe song, mashed up with some bullpen.
Kathleen is like a secret weapon. Anytime you go to karaoke, she's just like the atom bomb, you know. He goes off and that's it. Game over. I don't know how we ended up here. I think it was just the only place that was open or something. And it's this really divey, rundown, smoky bar. It was the first time I'd been in a bar where smoking was, like, encouraged.
Oh, yeah.
So much smoke.
Yeah.
And
no, that was Knoxville. That was Knoxville.
It was Knoxville, yeah. Yeah, Knoxville. And then and the karaoke was just kind of just going, and it was a packed house, and karaoke was going, and KP gets up there and just blows everyone away with her rendition of Michael McDonald's What a Fool Believes. She had dance moves. She was, like, spinning around. She had the microphone in her hand. It was the best.
I think she like, did a little dance with the bartender at one point, too, as she was walking by. You guys remember that?
Anne had some... She slayed. That was the first time we heard her sing Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
That's
sick.
And then Chris and... Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Georgia. With his, like, whiskey sour or whatever he was drinking.
Oh, what did Dan do?
I think because we were in the South, I did George Strait, Right or Wrong. That's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's George Strait no matter where I am.
It just hits different in every region.
Yeah.
me, it's been a time of what is music to just like me personally, like when I'm by myself, what inspires me musically, like when I'm by myself outside of the context of being in a band, outside of the context of like being a traveling musician, like when it's just me, there's no audience, there's no nothing, what do I want out of music? I purchased a homespun DVD it's a How to Play Gospel Piano by Ethel Caffey Austin, and I've just, you know, for a while I was just like working through that. It's amazing. She just takes like really simple songs and just kind of plays it with the right hand, and then she just adds just so much funky awesomeness to it because I have so much time, and because, you know, kind of the quote unquote like career thing is like kind of stalled. It's just like, what am I interested in musically? And the answer is, you know, like just everything.
Like everybody else, I've kind of had moments of like where I'm just not in a musical place at all and like questioning the reality of it. I think a lot of like creative inspiration comes from like moments where you're like playing with other people and like for other people. So then when you're just isolated and by yourself, you're just like, your only sources of like inspiration come from like the internet, and like that's just like not the same thing, obviously. So I've just in those moments been like, okay, let's just do what I thought I wanted to do previously, and just trusting that that's gonna ignite some flame.
Something to recognize.
So when the news of COVID hit, I actually was with everybody in the studio, and I had to jet back because our prime minister's wife had COVID. So I was like, they're definitely going to close the borders. So I missed the rush when they announced it. So I got back right before. And basically, I've been up here in Canada. It's not recommended to travel at all. So we did want to get together. And the thing is, everybody else lives in Mass and I'm up in Toronto. So we were just trying to brainstorm ways of getting together in one spot. We found this venue that sits on the border. So outside, they also share a lot that's on both sides of the border. So we actually met up there to play together. And that's like the only way we could reunite. There was nothing in between us except for some plants and a piece of tape. And the border guard was there just to, you know,
oh, yeah,
keep us in check.
Mm-hmm.
But he loved it. He needed
really
it.
Nice.
Awesome.
Shout out to that guy. Yeah. Good guy.
Yeah, he was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting out of the car and seeing Anne across the border, just like, you know, 50 yards away, and just like seeing that like sick visor and like face mask. It was just like, ah, I like forgot how on point Anne's fashion is.
And there was definitely like an energy of the four of us being together and playing music together that I hadn't felt for a long time. And that lasted for like, you know, days afterwards.
Sweet.
Canadian signs sounded pretty good over
there. Oh,
dang.
It's the weather. It's the weather over here.
The weather over there.
Don't come up tonight. I would like to be alone. And I would like to hear my thoughts that you're telling me just what I am thinking. Tonight, I'd like to be myself. And-
appropriate amount of encores, and then when does it get inappropriate? Mm-hmm. I'll ask all three of you. Mm-hmm.
That's a great question.
I went to a show one time where the encore was like as long as the concert. And I was like, dude, you gotta stop. I don't.
Okay, so that's obviously too long.
That's too long. Never go equal or past the amount of time that your show actually was.
I mean, I think the double encore is a great sweet spot. It's a good show, and the vibes are feeling good.
I think I'm going to go the opposite way, and I'm going to say that I think we suffer from encore inflation in this country. I think there's too much encore.
Or when you as a band are like really fishing for an encore, mm-hmm. you're like, okay, thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want us to play another one?
That was Twisted Pine celebrating the release of their most recent album, Right Now, with a virtual release party, performed in an empty hall on the border between the US and Canada, before closing with an outdoor performance from an unidentified location. The video of the show is as creative as their music. It's on the website, Signature Sounds Parlor Room Sessions. Closing the show today, this is a track from the album, Right Now, called Amadeus Party. On listener-supported public radio, this is Scenic Roots.